I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News. Time is 5:30. It is 29 degrees.
And things are good on I-15. We've got a couple of city street issues on the roads. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour. As Salt Lake City continues to look for solutions to the homeless crisis, one suggestion is to create a designated camping area for people who are now pitching tents on parking strips. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas says one city has tried that.
In Austin, Texas, there's a tent city on an old asphalt parking lot that's become known as Esperanza Village. Reporters from the Deseret News went there to look at the designated camping site for people experiencing homelessness. They report it's become a place for those who aren't willing to live in a shelter or to get drug treatment, where they can at least access some services. While some in Utah would like to see a designated camping area to replace the street corners where the homeless are camping now, Salt Lake City's mayor thinks it's a bad idea. Aaron Mendenhall would much rather see a planned community of tiny, affordable homes, which they also have in Austin, as a more permanent solution for helping those who are now living on the street. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
The number of people traveling through the Salt Lake International Airport is lower than normal, but they're still pretty high considering the recommendations from health officials and the CDC. TJ and his finance took of last week to try to avoid some of the crowds.
We're looking at planning our wedding right now, and I think we wanted to see our family over the holidays, so we didn't really want all of the things going on this year to stop us from doing that.
Officials at the Salt Lake International Airport say only about half of their normal number of Thanksgiving Day passengers are booked to fly on Wednesday. The Black Rifle Cafe Company here in Salt Lake is responding to some weekend controversy connecting them to a shooting suspect in Wisconsin. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, a tweet from Blaze Media had a photo of the Kenosha teenage shooting suspect wearing a Black Rifle Coffee Company t-shirt. And the post also included a discount code for the coffee. So people started to question whether the coffee company had a sponsorship deal for the suspect. Black Rifle Coffee told the Tribune they don't traffic in national tragedy and they fully support all law enforcement officials and believe in the integrity of the legal system. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Your voice, your vote, the 2020 count. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
President Trump's campaign has filed lawsuits in six states as he tries to upend the election results. The strategy may have played well in front of TV cameras, but it's proved a disaster in court. Judges have uniformly rejected claims of voter fraud. The latest case ended Saturday when a federal judge in Pennsylvania said Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani presented only speculative accusations and no proof of rampant corruption in the vote. There is a vote in Michigan set for today to certify the election results there, but it's unclear if the board will do that. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
Michigan is preparing a vote on whether to certify election results or delay the process to allow an audit. With at least one Republican member of the state's canvassing board expected to delay the certification, if the other Republican forces a tie, the issue could end up in the court. Michigan's House Speaker telling Fox News,
if there were to be a 2-2 split on the state board of canvassers, it would then go to the Michigan Supreme Court to determine what their response would be, what their order would be.
Also today, some counties in Pennsylvania are set to certify their election results.
Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden is moving forward with creating his cabinet. He is expected to nominate his longtime foreign policy aide, Antony Blinken, for Secretary of State. He's been a close advisor to Biden for decades, but as Biden makes his cabinet picks, his chief of staff is frustrated over the lack of briefings and the lack of coordination with the Trump administration on the pandemic. KSL weather with Brett Benson. Looks like our temperatures are going to be dropping, but there's not a storm behind that change. Highs for most of the week look like they'll be right around 40.
Overnight lows will be chilly. We're talking overnight lows of upper 20s, low 30s here through the 7-day forecast. So a cool but pretty dry Thanksgiving week in front of us. We could definitely use some more snow. We're not going to get it this week, though.
Brett says the highs on Wednesday are going to climb up several degrees to around 47 under mostly sunny skies, and it looks like temperatures climb again next Sunday. A 74-year-old Florida man is talking about rescuing his puppy from the jaws of an alligator. Richard Wilbanks didn't hesitate to jump into a backyard pond to wrestle with a 4-foot alligator that had grabbed the leg of 5-month-old Gunner.
I just, you know, I'm so attached to him. He's just wonderful. And yeah. I think he's the same thing about me, too.
You'll want to check out the video on the KSL News Radio Facebook page. You'll see the man pull the gator out of the water, somehow get its jaws open, freeing the puppy, which was able to limp away safely.
Oh. 2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.